Ireland continues to reel from its debt crisis. The price tag for the country's bank bailout rose to $100 billion after a new round of stress tests. That breaks down to around $25,000 for every Irish citizen. And the Irish government has unveiled plans to slash its largely nationalized banking sector down to just two, the Bank of Ireland and the Allied Irish Bank. The BBC's Chris Morris reports from Dublin.
I'm in a boardroom at the Central Bank of Ireland, overlooking the Dublin skyline. The media are here in force. And the governor has just announced that in order to survive, the Irish banking system is going to need an extra capital injection of 24 billion euros.
The main underlying reason for such a large increase is the need to restore market confidence.
We're now in a taxi heading from the central bank to the parliament, where the finance minister has just announced the government's response, what it's going to do with the banking system. And already it's pretty clear that some people are unhappy with that response, including our driver, John.
It's just a disaster, 3 years of a disaster. It's stumbling from one disaster to the next. But I do think the senior bondholders should be made to pay in some way.
It is a ridiculous situation, and you haven't even said...
Inside the parliamentary chamber, the same debate. An opposition deputy lambasts the government for putting the interests of those senior bondholders, many of them big European financial institutions who hold Irish debt, before the interests of the Irish people. But at a press conference later, the Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, did what all politicians do. He blamed the previous government and said he needs to re-establish European confidence in Ireland.
Things were said in the past that people knew were not going to be delivered upon. So to explain to our European colleagues, these are the decisions that we have taken. This is the clarity we bring to a restructured banking sector. We know the solution to our problems, but we need the facilities to help us get there.
It's a windy day on the banks of the River Liffey, and I'm standing outside an unfinished building which has come to symbolise the damaging years of Irish excess. The half-built headquarters of the now-defunct Anglo-Irish Bank, nationalised and in the process of being wound up. This is a monument to financial folly.
Hello,
but from his desk in an office just down the road, economist Ronan Lyons says we shouldn't forget all the European institutions from Britain, France, Germany that lent money to Irish banks in the first place. Europe should loan money to Ireland now at reasonable rates.
Currently, it seems very unjust that the Irish taxpayer is being asked to bail out European banks, and all the while other European taxpayers make a profit on it by borrowing at, say, 3% and lending at 6%.
At Trinity College, students are playing football or sitting and watching in the sun. Many of them are planning to emigrate once they graduate. Here too, there's a feeling that Ireland isn't being treated all that well, but it's a mess of its own making.
It's this generation. Like, our parents have been hit with the taxes and everything like that, their wages, but it's us that's going to suffer more so, you know. It's just anger towards politicians every the last 10, 20 years.
I hate to, like, bash Ireland and all, but, I mean, we clearly can't do it ourselves, yeah. And it should be a European effort. You know, like the British should pay maybe a tiny bit. And maybe the French and the Germans.
They're refurbishing the courtyard at Trinity College, but rebuilding confidence in Irish banking will take a lot longer. And this is by no means the only European country where the banking system is in crisis. Portugal and Spain spring to mind. Sonny Kapoor runs the Brussels-based think tank Redefine.
We are going to continue to see Ireland in the news, Greece in the news, the weakness of the European banking sector in the news, etc.
So we need to get to a bigger point of crisis before it gets resolved?
That's what has happened every single time, where it's only when their tail has been on fire that EU politicians have acted. And I think the problem now is the politicians have kind of put some distance, but still not far enough. The fire is going to catch up with them again.